Looking back, I can see how emotional intelligence has played a part in my success. I had so much to learn, and I still do. Coach training and coaching clients improves emotional intelligence. Just raising your ability to listen is a first step. Clear communication skills makes for a solid foundation. And from there, you add in empathy and understanding that everyone is differently abled and complex, coming from different degrees of privilege and disadvantage. Self-awareness is a critical factor in EI. An unflinching understanding of your own strengths, weaknesses, beliefs, and motivation. As a new coach, constantly stretched beyond comfort zones, the roller coaster of self-doubt and elation can keep you scrambling. Greater emotional intelligence helps. How can you raise more EI? Let's talk about that. Find the full transcript for this episode at prosperouscoach.com/279. You're listening to Prosperous Coach Podcast, a free resource for new coaches since 2018, created by me, Rhonda Hess. I have a talent for breaking complex things into easier steps, and I love helping you choose a smart coaching niche and launch your business with confidence. I began mentoring coaches in 2006 after 5 years of training coaches at Coach Training Alliance, where I designed the certification program. Subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a thing, and don't forget to go back to the earliest episodes for incremental learning. Now, let's roll this episode. Hey, coaches. One of my VIP clients is a marvel to me, even though so much of what we're doing together to build her business is 100% new to her. She seems to have no inner critic tearing her down as she's taking a big step or making a mistake and needs to try again. Because she allows herself to be a beginner and learn it all in good time actually means she gets there with less anxiety and more quickly. This way of being is extraordinary to me. Most often, new coaches struggle with self-doubt and that self-imposed pressure. It stems from some unrealistic expectations about what they should know from the get-go, how quickly they should learn, or that they should make less mistakes, or how quickly they should earn well and reach their top goals. Disappointment over what's not happening steals their will, makes them stuck, and keeps them from taking strategic actions. Do you ever let disappointment or doubt stop you cold? What can you do to change that? I realized some years ago that push-push mentality is pervasive in most cultures. It's a limiting belief that I must reach my top goals right now, and if I don't, there's something wrong with me. I hear that kind of thing from some of my clients. For myself, I was so relieved to realize that every human is on a developmental path, and by necessity cannot bypass taking the steps on the path. In fact, the path is the point to life. The journey, not the outcome, is truly how mastery develops. So that marvelous client I have, what I think she has going for her is that sense that she's not in a hurry. She's enjoying the journey. Yes, you can definitely learn faster with the right teacher or mentor. You can take leaps in mindset and understanding. And if you allow yourself to learn incrementally, you'll be able to integrate the learning faster. So what do you say? Can you allow yourself to learn and grow over time? Patience, I think, is an undervalued skill. I've learned that beginner mind is a secret to success in any new endeavor. And once you learn patience and that beginner mind, which is a type of wisdom, every time you need to learn something new, that mindset will be your best ally. So self-regulation of emotions and impulses is another part of emotional intelligence, and I'm learning it's the key to happiness too. If you're feeling anything uncomfortable that dampens your drive, take a step back and pause and discover what is the feeling. Where do you feel it in your body? Focus on it as an object of curiosity, and then notice how focusing on it that way lessens its power. differentiate between the emotions you feel and the facts. Extracting that story away from the feelings and facts can diminish the feeling even more. And that's the truth about feelings. They just need to be acknowledged, then allowed to move on. That bit of attention you just gave yourself is a way to honor your humanness without letting your emotions rule over you. And then you can get back to taking the next steps on your developmental path. Another part of emotional intelligence is self-motivation, the ability to set goals, rise to challenges, and find inspiration to act boldly again and again. Temporary loss of drive is normal. Four things that tend to choke motivation are: 1, doubting yourself, believing that nagging voice that repeatedly says, "I don't have what it takes." See, only believing it makes it so. If you refuse to believe it, it isn't so. The other thing is not trusting process. Resisting the hard things and begrudging the time it takes to walk that developmental path one step at a time. Another thing is prioritizing training over concrete steps to build something. Getting the certifications, but holding yourself back from building anything that lasts, from building your legacy. And then the fourth thing that chokes motivation is believing you should have hit your goal by now. See, again, impatience kills motivation. I saw this graphic of a man digging a tunnel and giving up just when the treasure was 1 foot away. If you really want something, keep going. Okay, let's all gather more intelligence for a better world. Stay inspired and make things happen. Thanks for listening today. You are awesome, and it's time for your coaching audience to know that. If you're getting value from this podcast, please share it with other coaches. Your kindness will come back to you. Learn more about how I help coaches choose a smart niche and launch with confidence at prosperouscoachblog.com. Joel Bass wrote my theme music. Thanks, Joel.